Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And guess what? It is episode 365. We have been doing this for an entire year now, and tomorrow we will celebrate the beginning of our second year together. I want to say a special thank you to my mastermind group who, around this time last year, they encouraged me to start this based on my book, Jesus Every Day. And it has been such an amazing ride. I think we've reached almost a quarter of a million people now. We're in 79 countries, and we have been starting a prayer revolution around the world, and soon we will have a Pray Every Day app, and we'll be getting that going in the next couple months, so I'll let you know about that as well. Anyway, what an amazing celebration this is. We are going to finish up strong in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, and it says this: All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the faith and correcting error, for resetting the direction of a man's life and training him in good living. The scriptures are the comprehensive equipment of the man of God and fit him fully for all branches of his work. That's in the Phillips translation. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this finishing up scripture about the word of God. Not only is it the thing that causes us to understand what your will is, but it is your heartbeat on the page. It is your poetry. It is your love letter to us. And you also say that Jesus is the Word of God, that he is the very representation of you and who has dwelt among us. He has tabernacled among us. He has pitched his tent among us. And for that Word of God, we are super grateful. But I'm really grateful for the scriptures. It is all inspired by you, God. Help us to not take lightly the privilege it is to hold a Bible in our hands. For many centuries, so many people did not have a Bible in their hands. And even today, in this century that we live in, there are people that don't yet have the scriptures in their own language. And when they receive it with unending joy. So Lord, as we sit around our homes with our 7 or 8 translations or our 10 Bibles, help us to really stop and pause today and be grateful for this Word of God, this beautiful scripture that we're able to read and experience the transformation of the Holy Spirit through the Holy Scriptures. I know, Lord, that it is useful. I love that that's a simple word, useful, but it's such a practical book. Besides it being the grand story of God, it is the grand narrative of how God wants us to be in this new world, in this world that we're building, the new heavens and the new earth, as we begin to see the kingdom come and begin to share Christ and love others. Such a beautiful thing. It's our roadmap, Lord. And so help us not to stray from the roadmap. Help us to read the roadmap. Help us to be immersed in it, to ask the questions of it, to apply it to our lives, to read great sections of it so that we get the context. Lord, help us to be faithful believers and faithful readers of your word. Lord, your word will set and reset the direction of our lives. And so I pray that for my friend today, that if they're struggling with the direction, I pray that they would open their Bible today and hear from you, from your spirit, of a specific place where they could really hear your voice in scripture about their particular situation. Lord, I know you're really good to do that. And as I've prayed before this month, you know, maybe it's in the Gospels, maybe it's in, you know, the first 5 books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, maybe it's in some of the minor prophets. I gain a lot from that. Or maybe it's the book of Revelation, which comes with a blessing if you read it. So Lord, show my friend the book or books of the Bible that will really help them right now in their journey to discern what is next. This is our comprehensive equipment, and it will fit us fully for all the branches of the work that you have for us. So Lord, help us to have this holy reverence for your word. And not only that, but that we would not just be hearers of the word, but effectual doers. We would do the word. We would obey the word. We would grow in the word. We would grow in our knowledge of the word. And so Lord, as I celebrate a whole year of prayer, I can honestly thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for the spirit within us. Thank you for your kindness, your compassion, your mercy, your forgiveness, your grace, All of these things are so amazing. Your grace is sufficient for me because your power is made perfect in my weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weaknesses that the power of Christ would dwell in me. And I pray that for my listeners today, that that power would be there because of their weakness, and that that weakness would be the welcome mat to your presence. So Lord, thank you so much for the fact that we don't have to have it all together. We don't have to create some sort of elaborate Christian facade in our own strength, but that you are the splendid power within in us. You are the glory. You are the resurrection and the life. You are the one that has transformed us utterly. We trust you. We worship you. We rely on you. We revere you. We praise you today. We thank you. We're grateful for you. We live in awe and gratitude of you. And we humbly say, here are our lives, Lord. Take them. Here we surrender. We bow before you, our King, our Lord, our Master, the God of the universe. We subjugate ourselves to you because you are everything. And we know that we need you. We cannot live this life without you. So we just once again surrender to you and thank you ahead of time for all the work that you're going to do. And thank you in this moment for the work that you're doing in our hearts. And thank you for what you've done in the past as well. I praise you and thank you for all of this, Jesus. In your precious name, thank you for a year of your faithfulness. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Get excited. Tomorrow we're going to have this amazing thing with testimonies. So we're going to go through Psalm 84. I will pray, and then we will have a whole bunch of testimonies from all over the world talking about how God's used this podcast to affect you. And so thank you for those of you who send in your stories, and I look forward to celebrating with you tomorrow. Have a great day.